Kilkenny is this week remembering the woman believed to have been the first in Ireland to be executed for witchcraft 700 years ago. A series of events is taking place in the city to mark what happened around 1324 when a woman called Petronella de Meath was burnt at the stake. Among those events will be a multi-faith service of atonement at St. Canice's Cathedral, in which participants will reflect on the wrong done to Petronella and on the lessons for modern society. Regina Fitzpatrick, the Heritage Officer with Kilkenny County Council, has been telling me about Petronella.
So we know very little about Petronella de Meath, unfortunately. We know that she was from Meath. We know that she lived in Kilkenny in the early 14th century in 1324. We know she had an association with Alice Kittler, who was a very famous merchant woman in the town at the time. And primarily what we know about her is that she was burned alive at the stake in Kilkenny on the 3rd of November 1324, accused of witchcraft.
And is it known why she was accused of witchcraft?
So I suppose the main character in the Kilkenny witch trials was a businesswoman called Alice Kittler. She was very powerful. She was from a Flemish family of merchants. She was so wealthy that even King Edward II was one of her debtors. She had lost three husbands, and the stepchildren of one of the husbands basically accused her of witchcraft and having sort of poisoned and killed them. And this came to the attention of the then Bishop of Ossory, Bishop Richard Ledred. And Bishop Richard Ledred had basically a fear of sorcery and witchcraft. And Alice Kittler and her associates became the targets of that. And an inquisition began into the carries-on, I suppose, of Alice Kittler, and Petronella and 10 others by association were with witchcraft and heresy.
But most of them, I think, escaped, and it was Petronella who was executed.
Absolutely. So Alice Kittler herself was very, very well connected. So her a kinsman of hers was Roger Outlaw. He was the Chancellor of Ireland, the seneschal or chief official of Kilkenny. Another relative of hers was Arnold de Puer. And they fiercely defended her, along with, you know, a lot of people in Kilkenny and a lot of the authorities in Kilkenny and Dublin. She managed to flee, having been arrested. Her son managed to not be executed. He was able to pay off his debt, which ended up being the equivalent to over €1 million at the time for the charge. We know very little about anybody else. Petronella's daughter Sarah was also charged, and one account suggests that she fled with Alice. And then we know Petronella was burned at the stake. We know nothing really of the others. We have very scant accounts of the time, and really the primary source for what happened was the account written by Bishop Richard Ledred himself, which is of course quite subjective.
Internationally, how important is this story? Because, of course, all of this was happening a very, very long time ago.
It's very significant in that just before, I suppose, this incident, the Pope at the time, Pope John the 22nd, who was quite paranoid about sorcery, had kind of promoted witchcraft to the crime of heresy before it was more of a petty crime. And so the template and the inquisitorial, I suppose, process that was developed by Richard Ledred in Kilkenny becomes the template for subsequent witch trials right across Europe. And there was a spate of witch hunts across Europe over the course of the Middle Ages. And during those witch hunts, over 50,000 people were killed, charged with witchcraft. And the template used to charge them was the template created in Kilkenny. And we know that about 80% of those that were killed were women. It was disproportionately a crime that was pitched against women. And then we know that subsequently this crosses over the Atlantic to places like Salem as well. So it's very significant internationally in terms of how it echoed across those subsequent events in Europe.
And that was Regina Fitzpatrick of Kilkenny County Council.